Questions 24 and 25. Some people, in saying thanks, actually end up making the giver feel as if he or she did something wrong or inappropriate. One I'll never forget is, "Thanks for the cake. Although I'm allergic to chocolate, I took my medicine and hoped for the best." Even something as polite as, "Oh, you shouldn't have done this," or, "I feel terrible that you went to so much trouble," can send a mixed message. It's fine, however, to acknowledge that someone went to considerable effort. Just keep the focus on the positive. For example, instead of, "Oh, you shouldn't have," say, "I know how hard you must have worked on this lovely Afghan. It will always be special to me." What if you really hate the gift, or just have no use for it? For example, what if a colleague presents you with a gift for the holiday, say a scarf, but the scarf is not your style and you can't imagine actually wearing it? Or you already have floral arrangements all perfectly arranged when someone shows up for your dinner party with a bouquet in hand. In such cases, try to concentrate on the motivation and focus the thanks around the thoughtfulness of the gesture rather than the item itself. Don't let the giver know that you are less than thrilled with the gift. Instead, focus on the act of giving and thank the person for his or her thoughtfulness.